Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Joe Biden's legacy of accomplishment over the past 3 years is unmatched in modern history. In one term, he has already, yes, you may clap.
Vice President Kamala Harris says President Joe Biden has accomplished more in one term than other presidents have in two. In her first appearance since Biden ended his re-election campaign, Harris touted Biden's character and said he's looking forward to being back on the road following his recovery from COVID. Democrats are consolidating behind Harris, including a majority of lawmakers. Former Speaker Nancy Pelosi signed on, calling Harris brilliantly astute. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries also offered praise, but stopped short of an endorsement.
Vice President Kamala Harris has excited the community. She's excited the House Democratic Caucus, and she's exciting the country.
The change has also reignited fundraising. The Harris campaign and allied groups say they've raised around $250 million since Biden bowed out. Legally, no candidate is nominated until delegates to the convention vote. Harris says she plans to earn and win that nomination, and so far, 1,000 delegates have told the AP they plan to support her. It's unclear if she'll face any challengers next month in Chicago, but many of her potential rivals are endorsing her. Republicans are threatening legal action. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the more than 14 million voters who backed Biden in the primaries should not be disenfranchised.
It would be wrong and I think unlawful in accordance to some of these states' rules for a handful of people to go in a back room and switch it out because they don't like the candidate any longer.
Republicans are also calling on Biden to resign, saying if he's not fit to run, he's not fit to serve. Former President Donald Trump has kept up attacks on social media, claiming without proof that Biden's advisors hid the truth about his health and calling his COVID diagnosis a fake excuse to drop out. Meanwhile, lawmakers in both parties have called on Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle to resign after the Trump assassination attempt. At a contentious hours-long hearing, Cheadle agreed the event was a colossal failure, but repeatedly cited a continuing investigation when asked for details. South Carolina Republican Nancy Mace accused Cheadle of lying.
These are important questions that the American people want answers to, and you're just dodging and talking around it in generalities.
New Mexico Democratic Congresswoman Melanie Stansberry says she's not surprised at the bipartisan frustration with the agency.
This is not just a single shooting. This is about national security and the security of our democracy.
Cheadle promised lawmakers a report on the agency's handling of the event in 60 days, but several lawmakers called that unacceptable. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.